The only way to tackle poverty and inequality is by addressing the historical injustices of our past. That's the call from South African political analyst Adam Habib, who was speaking at the recent Towards Carnegie 3 conference at the University of Cape Town in South Africa. Habib went on to say that the South African government's policy of black economic empowerment began as a good mechanism to address the distortions of apartheid, but said that in the last 18 years of democracy, South Africa has confused empowerment with enrichment.
The problem would be, as it stands, is not only is it the same people getting more and more money, it's also they do very little that is productive. They're very little creating of jobs, they're buying into existing enterprises, and they're not starting anything new. And for me, that's the real tragedy of BEE, that we've had confused empowerment with enrichment. I would like to see BEE coming through empowerment, giving new people the opportunity to start businesses, providing them with the skill sets and resources and equipment, an enabling environment for them to operate. And as we build new enterprises, then more jobs get created in the society as a whole benefit. I think government is beginning to recognize that. Question is, however, it does need to act against the very people at the apex. When 50 or 60% of the NEC of the ANC all have private companies on the side doing business with government, well, you've got a problem here.
Given the sheer numbers of impoverished people in South Africa, Habib says economic freedom isn't possible, at least not now.
I don't think we're going to get it as it stands. I think we're going to have to make some hard choices for us to do it. And I think one of the hard choices we have to make is how we deal with inequality. And I think there the sacrifices need to be made by the political elite. But I also think that the economic elite need to start making sacrifices, and we haven't heard enough from them yet.
Habib raised the question of who exactly should be held accountable for the current state of inequality and poverty in this country, saying that South Africans shouldn't be placing the blame solely on government.
There's another set of people who need to be held accountable that we are silent about, and that is the corporate elite in our society. I think that the economic elite in our society needs to understand that the cost of our society, that the burdens on the poor, can never be truly addressed unless they're prepared to make sacrifices. That we can never address inequality unless we address the enrichment that is happening on the top, both of white and black. We too easily demand accountability of Jacob Zuma and Kgalema Motlanthe and the ANC, and I'm absolutely supportive of the demand for that accountability. But I also want to demand accountability from the Anglo-Americans and the Lonmans and Billitons and South African breweries who pay their own executives billions and millions and millions of rands.
South African big business has come under fresh scrutiny following the shooting of striking miners at the Lonmin Platinum Mine in the Northwest Province. Habib said the Labour Relations Act needs to be looked at and not dismissed, as suggested by some economists.
The real tragedy of Lonmin has been that a number of corporate paid economists are running around saying, let's get rid of the Labour Relations Act and everything will get resolved. I think we need to talk about the Labour Relations Act.
Mantsadi Sepeka reporting for AllAfrica.com in Cape Town.